she's back this morning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yesterday we got up to the third line with two dots on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and did we leave off in the middle of anything? Yeah, it's worthwhile a brief review, I think, yes. Remember that yesterday we went through very beautiful drushes that involve three separate lo takrivu in Parshas Emor. Because today we're going to continue with understanding that, why don't I just review briefly for you the psukim that we're darshaning. Basically, in the middle of Emor, before our famous opening of Shor, or Chesed, or Eis, Yivaleh, which is going to be a leaning on Yantav, that is the big Yantav leaning, which opens up the Parshas of Moadim. So right before that, we have the Isser of bringing a Balmum. And the Torah, interestingly enough, mentions four separate Isurim that sound exactly the same in the Parsha of Balmum. So it starts off with the mitzvah of bringing Tamimim, the Ritzonchem, Tamim, Zachar, and so on. And then it says as follows. I'll just read the four psukim that seem to be repetitious. Kol asher balmum lo takrivu, kilo l'ratzon yelachem, was pasuk 1. Kol asher balmum lo takrivu. Then it has afterwards a list of mumim, Averet or Shavur, just remember those two words, because the Gemara will refer to which Baal Takriva we're talking about by the opening of the Pasuk. So Averet or Shavur goes on to make a list of various types of mumin and the skin and so on. Again it says, Lo Takrivu Ela Lasha. Second time that we find the word Lo Takrivu. The third time that we find Lo Takrivu is ma'uch v'chatut v'natuk v'charut. All these are genital deformations or runations, castration, and so on. Again, lo takrivu. Even all of this was included in the opening of Kol Asher Bomun. And the fourth one is miyad benechar lo takrivu. These were our three psukim, four psukim. Now, we haven't darshaned all of them. Yesterday, we pointed out that there are five separate isurim, and we darshan them, two of them from the two lo takrivu, so we understand that the first lo takrivu must be not to be even magdish it. In other words, not to offer it, in that sense of takrivu. As we would say in English, don't offer it. Offer it is just making it kodesh for a karban. The second one we understood to be shchita. And then we had a deer where it says over here, not only does it use the lashon of the of lo takrivu itself, but it also mentions specifically Isher lo titnu nehem al hamizbeach. So we understand that Isher refers to the actual hakrava on the mizbeach, on the fires. And then the lo titnu, we understand, refers to the anything on the mizbeach, which we even dam. And then mehem was the partial, even, Haim or Mehem. So we had a separate Isser of Baal Takrivu Kulo, and a separate Isser of Baal Takrivu Miktsoso, all of which we're going to discuss later on today. Okay, so that means that we have now an Isser of Hakdasha, Shchita, Zrika, Hakrovas Kule, and Hakrovas Miktsoso. And we haven't gotten through the psukim yet, really. Now, Reb Yossi, and this is where we're up to in our drasha, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda said yesterday at the end, I would add something, namely that on the Kabbalah Saddam alone, you're also chayav on a lot. But today we'd like to understand, where does he get that from?
Why isn't that part of Mitzvah? Because it's not even on the Mitzvah.
Mitzvah is Avorim on the Mizbeach. It's just Kabbalah Saddam. Mitzvah is nothing. There's no Shachas. On my mind, so now we're up to the third line on Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to darshan. Where does Reb Yossi get this from? On my mind, Mishum Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda Af Kabbalah Saddam. My time is the Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda. What could the logic be? Now remember, that was the third pasuk, which was a reference to genital deformities, and over there it says lo takrivu. Again, third time. We didn't darshan before. We darshan two lo takrivus, one of them for bal takdishu, and one of them for bal tishchatu. Everything else we derived from diyukim about isheh, mehem, and so on. We still have two left. So the third bal takrivu in the pasuk of Maruch v'katut, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, is referring to Kabbalah Adam. This is the Kabbalah Adam from Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That must be the marker of his reference. And I mean, indeed, what does the Tanna Kamma do with this? The Tanna Kamma, I lo takrivu lomam. They say, no, that's coming to tell me Zrikas Dam. Zrikas Dam? I thought we learned out Zrikas Dam from the words Me'al HaMizbeach, to put on the Mizbeach in any way, even if it's not through Hakrava. You said that was, that's what you said yesterday. Now all of a sudden you're changing your mind. Yes, I'm changing my mind. Actually, Al HaMizbeach is not a good deal. Because it's the Urche Dekra de Mishtoi Haki, it's the Derech of the Pasuk, to say the word Al HaMizbeach in reference to Hakrava without its being meant as a new drasha. Takrivu Al HaMizbeach. So then if that's the case, wait a minute, I mean, the truth is, and according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it should also be Urche Dekra. I mean, it is Urche Dekra, but I'm darshan elsewhere. So why doesn't Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda then need the lo takrivu of Ma'uch Bekatut, the third lo takrivu? Why doesn't he need to tell me the din of Zrikas Adam? Why for him is it extra to tell me Kabbalat Adam? So ask and see it inside. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Urche Dekra, is it not also, according to him, the Derech? Hey, Nachinami, you're right, it is. No, so we're back to our question. So how does he know Kabbalat Adam? Ela Kabbalat Adam Inole. He says, I use the fourth lo takrivu for that. Where it says, Umiyad ben Nechar lo takrivu. That's the fourth time that we've had the words lo takrivu. So now we know. The first one is Bal Takdishu. The second one is Bal Tishchatu. The third one is not to be Makriv the Doni, meaning Zrika. And the fourth one, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, is Kabbalah. Zuhi Kabbalat Adam Shom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And indeed, according to the Tanna Kamma, why is the fourth Lo Takrivu mentioned? Hi Lo Takrivu, normally, because they say, we need this, you see. Because if it hadn't said this, Salka Da'atech Amina, Ho'il V'lo Nitztavu V'nei Noach Ela Al Makusar Eivarim, Loshna Mibizbeach Didhu, Veloshna Bimizbeach Didan. I might have thought if it hadn't mentioned Umiyab Ben Nechar, Lo Takrivu, that because a goy has a right to bring any type of carbon, as long as it's not actually missing a limb, but if it has just a mum, it's okay for a goy to bring that mum on his bama, which of course anywhere that he wants to be marked. I might have thought that if that's the case, if a goy presents a bal mutar mizbeach, then since for him that's a valid carbon, why should we not bring it on the mizbeach? Kamashla, therefore, it says specifically, umiyad ben nechar lo takrivu. You cannot bring it from a ben nechar. But this is not a new lo takrivu. This is the old lo takrivu. In other words, all the aforementioned problems about hakrava of a bal mum are true even if it's a ben nechar. Lishnachrina, again, another approach to this is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Kabbalat Hadam. Starting from the beginning, my time, huh? And again, we try to use Ma'uk, the Katut, Lo Takrivu, the third Lo Takrivu.
He was saying that by that the boy sends a carbon to the Jewish Mubeah, he has to be kosher for the movement of the Yiddish.
We have
to. Yeah, but then how come, sorry, but come to our comment, though, he said, okay, over there, boom, over there,
well, you expect the Caesar to be a bucky. He knows it's mutter to bring such a carbon. It must be some trick of the Jews. What is it? Supposed to be a bucky? Even if he's a bucky, Tamura already, we know, I mean, that's why I got it, but, you know. Especially since Tamura itself is a reference to the Smura of Yishmael and Yitzhak and of Yaakov and Eifel. So this is the one thing he wouldn't know. Anyway, so in here we darshan the third lo takrivu, zu kabolas adam, and zurika we know from Alam Mizbeah. Ah, so koz rabbonu nami take place zurika min Alam Mizbeah. Enochinam. This is all basically repetitious. This is the lesson of Yerushalmi. The elo lo takrivu dimauch lamai ata. So according to rabbonu nami. So now, why do we say the lo takrivu? If we're ready, according to this lush, to utilize the zurika, the Alam Mizbeah for zurika, so then what do we do with the ma'u? Now, in this lush, instead of saying rukadikra, what we say is something fascinating. Ma'kinen le bamat yachid. We need that for bamat yachid. It's a very fascinating Reb Meir Simcha, who discusses what is in fact a nafkamina between the first lashon and the second lashon. Why does the Bavli seem to ignore the need for an iser mumin on a bamas yochid and say, well, what's a nafkamina? If it's on the mizbeach, what's on a bamas yochid? And we can learn that also from a mizbeach. What do you mean? What's a nafkamina? Is it mizbeach? That's a mizbeach. It doesn't say that it has to be mizbeach for the rabbi. And the Yerushalmi that needs a special pasuk for Bamat Yochid. So he says the nafkamina is whether a Bamat Yochid has to be a Mizbeach. And that was a machlokus that we had back in Zvokin. If you, at a time of Heter Abomis, you want to bring a korban, can you just sheft it anywhere? Or do you have to actually build a Mizbeach type of affair in order to sheft it on? That was a machlokas. If you hold that al ha-mizbeach is any mizbeach, and you hold that a bamas yochid is also a mizbeach, so why would I need a special pasuk for bamas yochid? But if I hold there's no din mizbeach, then I need a special pasuk for lo takrivu, even if it's not al ha-mizbeach. You're beautiful. You know, it's his type of approach. It's beautiful. Look at that, the yukim in the pasuk. So in any event, according to this lashon, we need zurika, we need the extra now, din, of lo takrivu, the third lo takrivu of ma'uch v'katut, to tell me that a bamas yochid is also usher in mumin. So according to this, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Abivayel of bamas yochid, why can he feel free to use the third lo takrivu to tell me the iser of kabbalah sadam on the normal mizbeach if he needs the third lo takrivu to tell me the din of bamas yochid in all of the din of mumin? You're right, enoch inami, that's a problem. You're right, he'd have to use that for bamas yochid. Okay, so then, back to the question. So, takrivu de kabbalah minole, how does he know that there's an iser now of kabbalah sadam? Ah! In this lashon as well, he switches to the fourth pasuk. Miyad ben nechar lo takrivu zu kabbalat adam. So now, according to Rabbanan, why don't we have that extra fourth lo takrivu to tell me the din of Kabbalah? Because it's Yitzchak, I need it to tell me the din that it's actually telling, namely what the din is by an akum. So kadaateh amina ha'aluv ne'noach e'mitzuvim el'al mechusar e'ver b'boma d'lahon. Since when they are bringing a korban on one of their own babot, they can bring a bamum, they just can't bring something that is grossly defective. So it's a mechusar e'ver. So Dilma na nami nekabel minhon. Perhaps we should also be makabel from them if they bring us a carbon with a mum by our standards, but not a mechusar e'ver in terms of their standards. Therefore, the Torah says, "Avalo takrivu mikol ela delo mekablima." All of the above mumim mikol ela, even the ma'uz v'chatut, even the aver v'shavur, even the abelat, and so on and so forth. You can't take the kolela. Now going back to the beginning of the sugya, Reish Lakish is very upset with the whole thing. We said before, we opened up this sugya yesterday, you're going to be over on five separate lavim, including just being Magdish of Amun. It's in his best, right? Time is Reish Lakish. Let me ask you something. If you would bring a tree to the Mizbeach. Is that a Baal Mum? It's nothing. It has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, right? So now, why, I mean, you're only given these psukim to analyze. What gives you the right to assume that these psukim are talking about an animal that was born a Baal Mum? An animal that's born a Baal Mum is, vis-a-vis the Mizbeach, a tree. There's no shyness to the Mizbeach. I can understand that where there was an animal that was once a tummy, and now it became a Baal Mum. So there we've seen before the differences between that, okay? I can understand that, but to take something which is a Baal Mum and never was roi to the Mizbeach, and now bring it to the Mizbeach, it's like bringing a tree to the Mizbeach. So why do you have a right to apply the puzzle without a special puzzle that would say even that's included? Shem alosha nino la batam shenaseh Baal Mum. Forget about this word over there, according to most Rishonim. The Iba Mummi Kora, because if you're going to be talking about a Baal Mum that was born that way, so a congenital deformity is a tikwa biyamu, it's nothing but a palm tree. I'm going to hear about you, I say, hey man, read the pasuk. The pasuk says, Sarua Vikalut. A Sarua Vikalut means a limb, where one limb was longer than the other, or a leg that wasn't properly formed to have the split and the hoof. I mean, if that ain't congenital, I don't know what is. So the pasuk is talking about congenital movement. What's your question, Rafa? So Ruah Vekalut Katuf Beparasha V'Hani Balei Mumim Mikaraninu. Those are congenital movement. Oh, my lady says, Rish Lakish, oh, well, I know about that. But how do you know that those mumim are not example of congenital movement in a case where the Kedusha came to Tmura? Because if I make a tumura, I can make a tumura even on a Baal Mum Meikoro, because it says Tov Viral Rabato. A tumura indeed is chal in a very unusual way. Normal hekdesh I can't make on a Baal Mum, but I can create a Kedushas Mizbeach on a tumura. So maybe that's what it's saying. If you made a tumura on a Baal Mum, so now all of these Yisurim apply to that Baal Mum, because it's real Kedushas on Mizbeach.
Wait, are you saying that the animal that's replaced is
no.
A Baal Mum? The animal you replace it with is a Baal Mum, and it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter. I mean, it matters. I can't bring it to the Mizbeach, obviously, but the Kalos of the Kedusha doesn't matter. It gets this real, because since it's Min HaShamayim, so to speak, it's like a Bechor. God makes it Kodosh. Fine. So that's Chal over our Rabbitah. So maybe that's what it's referring to. It's not. Because, I mean, this is the Farish of Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chomer b'tmura mi b'zevach. One of the things that Tmura is even more chamur than the original Kedusha is that, amazingly, the Kedusha would be chal on the Tmura al Baal Mum kavua, even though its source of Kedusha is only that which could have been on a behemoth that wasn't a Baal Mum kavua. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, look, you know, it's a smart question. Let me ask you something. Lo shemiel v'hadi am Rabbi Yochanan. Were you listening to that film yesterday? We were learning, but basically that there were chomei shemes. Rabbi Yochanan said that b'chabura ninu v'gamru hamagdish bal mum l'gavim izbeach over mishum chamisha shemot. Now, when you say ninu v'gamru, what that means is that we all searched our heads off, got together, and all signed on this. That with all of our attempts to locate some kind of new issur that might be involved, we give up. There are only five issurim. Now that means that it didn't occur to anybody to include the fact that the only way to be magdish a Baal Mum Meikoro would be to make it a tmura, in which case, by definition, there's a sixth issur involved. And why do you think that is? Because obviously nobody holds that it's going on a tmura. So the eve of tmura, so the nami shisha have you. Dikanami love the tmura. Okay, says Rish Lakish. No. Okay, says, fine, you answer me. You're talking about a Baal Mum Meikoro. Answer me. So what's this for? Why would you get malchus? You never would say that if somebody brings a tree to the Mizbeach that they're going to get malchus. So Dikla Biyamu. So explains Rabbi Yochanan. You have to understand that the issue over here, again, why would that be true? Think to yourself, what's the napkamina of bringing a Baal Mum Meikoro to the Mizbeach? There are two ways of looking at the whole concept of Baal Mum to the Mizbeach. One is don't be magnish in mizbeach something that isn't roi to the mizbeach.
That's the case. I mean, so if I give a baseball bat or a metal swing to the mizbeach, so I'll be over on the Isser. I mean, that's for sure to say that can't be it. Therefore, the meaning must be, don't give something which can have kedushas on mizbeach, which won't be able to be brought on the mizbeach. That's only a tmura or a balmum that wasn't a balmum meikara, right?
Says Rava, it says Rav Yochanan, but you're ignoring the third possibility.
The third possibility is that the iser is to be construed as, don't give something to the mizbeach that is of the type that is usually brought on the mizbeach and that would be disgusting to bring. Because that is an insult to the mizbeach. Obviously, if you give a child swing to the mizbeach, what you mean is I'd like to dedicate this money to exits for them to use to bring up on the mizbeach. You certainly have no intention of putting the swing up on the mizbeach. Fine, but why are you ignoring that? It's the same, but technically it's the same. It's not an issue technically. This is an issue of affront. It's an affront to the mizbeach. That's the point. So it doesn't matter whether this particular animal, as a Baal Mum Meikar, would be shayach to kedushas hamizbeach.
Is an animal like this found in the mizbeach all the time?
So when you present it to the mizbeach, it's disgusting, that's all. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, on my way, dikla lagzila milsa. Look, there is nothing disgusting about presenting a tree to the mizbeach. It's just a piece of wood. Menetimu. But if you give a Baal Mum Meikar, then it is zila milsa. Then it's an insult. Because Kivan the Shavik Tomi, man, you're dealing with an animal already. And you're dealing with a mizbeach. And you ignore a behemoth mima, and you give Dafka Balmum. That's why you're tired. Lishnath Rinamalei, the other Lashon, is in the Afiloachi, Vadya Milsa. Nonetheless, it's disgusting. The Deka Leka Bemina, Lolaki. A Deka which doesn't have a mina, the mizbeach that is equivalent. So then you don't get malchus. La fuki balmum kiva deika bemina loki. Now shenkei something which would be brought on the mizbeach, you are loker. According to this lashon, it's not the stress on the shavik. You should have had a choice of doing it the right way. But technically, it's the same teretz.
I didn't catch the last. If it's the deka, we're saying it wouldn't have been a bizarion in the first lashon because.
Why is it? What's the design of it? You want to give something that's worth money to the mizbeach. Very noble of you.
And the sense of that all being Asim on the mizbeach, or not?
No, I don't think we need to come on it. It's Asim the Alma. It's not meant to be a personal gift to the mizbeach. It's meant to be a monetary gift to the mizbeach. But to give a monetary gift where the thing itself should have been used, and avoiding its usable form, is insulting. In other words, if I give you a present that is shayach for your table, and instead of that, so let's say I would send you a book. Well, fine, well, thank you very much. I mean, I'll have to buy my own food, but it was nice of you to send a book. I could always sell the book and buy the food. I mean, it's kind of you. If I send you a bag of dog food, you're insulted. Why? Oh no, sell the dog food and buy some food, so why are you insulted? And that's exactly what's going on over here. You want to send a book to the mizbeach, it's very nice. A little bit strange, but fine, it's not insulting. But you're sending the mizbeach a pound of dog food, it's downright insulting. So that's it, that's what Rava says. Why don't you see that as the definition of the yisr? That's how to look at it. Omar Rava, and Rava points out now that since Rabbi Yochanan has explained this, there are actual differences in halacha because of it. Hashta the Omer Taimin of Balmum the Lucky Mishu the Bazi Mirochai. Watch your head! Now that you tell me that the reason that I'm not supposed to be Magdi something to the Mizdeah that's a Balmum is because it's insulting. So the truth is, today you were right on target.
Plus
pasuk in fact it says, "I give this to the governor."
Also true. So now that you're saying that the whole din is Gazi Milsa, that's a very interesting point that Rabbi Yaakov is telling us. In other words, the Pasuk takes for granted that you're supposed to assume HaKriveil Nala Fechasecha. Remember, the Kayanim say, the Kayanim are asking, what do we do wrong? B'maba Zino Et Shemecha. So the Navi says, what do you mean? You're saying that my Shulchan is Megual, that it's disgusting. We did? Well, what do you mean? We kept all of the rules. Mm-hmm. But you're sending me dog food. Now, it's not really dog food. It fits all of the official characteristics. Fine. Try sending it to the governor. Right? So, in other words, their approach was very similar to Rish Lakish's, is what Rabbi Yaakov is signing. It's a technicality. I mean, it's Roy that is Bayah, so. Right? And if he's saying that, the idea of Akavan al-Pechasekha works out better the way Rabbi Yochanan is answering. It's an interesting idea. What really was the tochacha that it caught? There is a havah in there, you know, to look at it a little bit differently. In any event, now that it's true, I want to tell you a chiddush. If you would give an animal to the mizbeach for the purpose of paying for the nezakah, let's say you give two animals. I give one animal as my korban, and I say, listen, I have an animal as a mum. I want to send it along to be sold and to pay for the nezakah. I mean, that sounds better. I'm not giving it. So this verb doesn't make any difference. Because since the point is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the insult that's involved in using something that ought to be given to the Mizbeah and is unsuitable for it, then even if you, there's two issues here that should be made though. No, it's not Berek HaBayis. It's for paying for the Mizbeah. Money is not, Berek HaBayis is not money. Berek HaBayis and Mizbeah could both be money. The Kedusha is dummy for this Be'ah, the Kedusha is dummy for Berek HaBayit. It's a common error that you're making. Berek HaBayit and Mizbeah is the purpose, not the type of Kedusha necessarily. But you can give money to the Mizbeah. Money that's given to the Mizbeah is used for purposes of the Mizbeah.
It just happens to be in the form of
because the exactly, that's what Rav is saying the Kedusha is. Because we've already established that it isn't, the issue isn't value or so on. The issue is the usability of something. It is insulting to give somebody dog food, even though it's clearly meant to pay for something else. Because you eat food. And giving it dog food is just, it's not the way to do it. The same thing is true of you.
I like the thing, though. Look what I'm doing. I
can
bring this.
Exactly. The truth is that you would all avoid giving dog food.
Even if it's a large amount, you say this is a...
You would all avoid giving it as a gift, and you would find that people would be hurt.
Sure.
What do you mean? I got $500 worth of dog food. Don't look at kids' dogs in the mouth.
That's what you say was created for.
That's true. That's mama's true. That's exactly what's created for the dogs, eBay. So therefore, you ought to be loca. And Tanika Basidu. Well, in fact, we see that there's a shita in the Brisa that says exactly like what Rava does. The truth is, it's only one shita, and therefore, there's a gears to the shita that says that it ought to say Hadarava Tanoihi, because we're going to bring really a machlokes about this issue. Tanrabonon, we could say, Nidavata Seot. Remember we had before, again, it's a continuation of our pasuk over here, the Averet, Oshavur, and so on, the Ishalot, Itinomiyam, instead, Nidavata Seot, Ulaneder Lo Yerase. Make this a gift, meaning what? Make it a gift, we said, to Berek HaBayit. But not as a net. So nidavata seoto zefakshi Berek HaBayit, as we saw before. This refers to giving it as a gift to the Berek HaBayit. Aim the Ella nidavah. Is there such a thing as a mitzvah to making a netter to the Berek HaBayit, or can you only make it a dove? Let's say you say, I am giving this table to the Berek HaBayit. That's an adov. But suppose you say, you're makabel on yourself, I accept a lie on myself, I take it upon myself, we would say in English, to bring a table to the Berek HaBayit. One is a neder, one is an adov. One, I'm responsible for their apparatus, but there's no chepes. The other one is only a Pesach. So the question here is my relationship to Kedushin Tzedek HaBayis Dafka in terms of the Chepetz, or is there a concept of a vow to the Tzedek HaBayis? I understand a vow to the Mizbeach is part of the whole process of Korban. Is there such a concept of vowing to Tzedek HaBayis? Talmud Omar says the Torah, Vila Neder. In other words, you can read the project in the Vata Asoto, Ula Neder. Forget about the closing words, Lo Yeratzeh. Because Yeratzeh is by definition a Korban. Ritzui. Ritzui is done by a Korban. It has nothing to do with Tzedek HaBayis. So, as a matter of fact, that's the pashtus of the meaning of the pasuk. Make it an adava, but it's not usable for ritzui. So in other words, it's not we're darshing from strange rashi here. If the pasuk is contrasting the adava to ritzui, I mean, if it was both referring to that, to mizbeach, ritzui is just a shaya on adava as on neder. I mean, it makes no sense, the pasuk. If you read this without the Gemara, what's it saying? I can't promise to bring a carbon that has a Baal Mum. I can only present it in person. What that's supposed to mean? So therefore, given the parshas of the pasuk, I'm contrasting in the Dava, which is not for purposes of Ritzui, to a Neder, to the Mizbeach, which is for purposes of Ritzui. So the Neder, Lo Yeratzeh. But since Neder and the Dava are equally applicable to both Tzedek HaBayis and Mizbeach, I have to see a different level of meaning of the pasuk. Nidavata al-Tel-Tol and Nether, not for purposes of Ritzut. Or Nidavo or Nether, you should make a kosher carbon, but Lo Yeratzev, you take a non-kosher carbon. So the pasuk is to be understood on two levels. And that's what we're doing over here. How do we know to include Nether, the Tzedek HaBayis, or the Nether? Yachol afilu kosher mizbeach. You might think you could give it even in some forms of kosher mizbeach. No. It says, well, neder lo yeratzeh. Yeratzeh, obviously, is touching his beah. There's no ritzui if it's not touching his beah. But maybe it's only an issue of neder. And how about an adava? Talmud Omar, nidava. Now, obviously, we have to read the pasuk in two directions. Nidava, the neder, lo yeratzeh. And nidava, tzadzeh, tell the neder. Meaning, let's prevent a gabayu. Fine. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, well, no, I disagree. I say lo yeratzeh means don't use it for hartzaat gufo. What? That's the same thing that Tana Kama said. Well, what's your problem? Fine, we agree to that. Lo yeratzeh means kachim mizbeach, hartzaat gufo. What exactly are you saying differently? Haina Tana Kama. My denier. So my law bought the mitzvah. There's only one way to understand the machlokes. Namely, that the Tana Kama holds it can't be used for the Mizbeach, even for the money of the Mizbeach. Meaning, like Rava says, you can't give it to the Mizbeach and say, look, I only mean this for the Domain of Zachim. I would never give you a Baal Mum for anything that's being put on the actual carbon. So what? You can't use it. The Net and the Dove, don't bring it. Whereas Rebbe says, wait. Lo Yerat says, always a reference to its own body. The ritu is not accomplished with money. Ritu is accomplished by the carbon. So it's only Osir in use of the carbon itself. If you want to take money out of dog food, that's fine. So he's arguing on Rava. I mean, it's not fine under all circumstances, but it's fine if it was the fairish given for purposes other than carbon directly. I'll bring it from the discussion. So that, Lekhara is a makhluk. It's kind of canvas. So Rav Filak, the Shema, the Menis, the Chiyim, Nami, what? You get the same malchus even though, as Rava said, you're giving it for the purposes of the nesachim, and you don't mean it, Chas v'Shalom. I'm not suggesting that the nesach could eat this improper food. Whereas Rebbe Savar, that no, it's dafke b'hatzad gufolah, avo b'dmei nesachim l'lachim. Shema bina that indeed what Rava said is the machlokas tanaim between Rebbe and the Tanakam. By the way, why does it say oto then? It says nidavata se oto. Doesn't oto always mean it and not something similar? I mean, doesn't that itself tell you that you're going to have to distinguish between it, a very specific case, and a similar case? What's the way to distinguish it? The way you're learning, everything is included. I don't care what you're giving it for. If you're giving it for money, it's got to go to the Tzedek HaBayis. It can't go if it's worth it. It can't go to the Mizbeach. So how do you understand Oto is not this way? No, Oto is something else. Oto comes to tell me the inverse drasha, which, by the way, we took for granted before when we started talking about the Isser of being Makrif Tanimim to the Bedek Abayi, which is the opposite, right? You can't bring a Balmum for the Mizbeach for its money, but you can't bring a Tumim, which is worth the Mizbeach, for the Bedek Abayi for its money. And that's what the Oto tells me. Nidavah tase Oto. Yes, Oto. A Balmum tase Nidavah. But don't you dare take a behemoth tamima, which is ready for the mizbeach, and insult Hegdish by saying, "Well, I don't hold to this carbonus jazz, you know." But you can take it for its money. That is also an issue. So, but iatau said tamim the developer kabayin. You cannot bring a carbon and give it as a gift to the better kabayin. And mikanamru, this is indeed the mocker of the halacha that we took for granted 2 days ago, where we said hamakdish bimim the better kabayin over basay. You're going to be over in Israel. Say, and the truth is, minayin haf balotase. How do we know that there's even a lie? Well, because it says, vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'imor. See? That means there's a lie. Limanel parshu b'lav. So it's a good year there. Huh? I'm like, read to the back of the what? My mashma, I understand, vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'imor. It always says that. Omar Lein. Because the way to understand Lein more is that Loe more, meaning tell them don't you dare. No. So what's the pshat? When the whole mashma'ut of the pasuk is to imply a lot, Otolata may be the better kabayit, the iata may be, which is Allah haba miklala say, then I understand that there's a remnant to an actual law in the law and more.
What does that mean?
It's
really a law? It's not.
We'll see. Law and more is boring. They ready amru lo lay more law. Notice itma. So now it's interesting that there's an actual machlokas about how to understand the isurim that we said before. There's five isurim. And it was a little bit strange that the five Yisurim included don't be marked the whole thing and don't be marked part of the thing. I mean, you know, sort of one subsumes the other. How do we understand that? So we said that you're over on five. Says Rav, but look, if somebody's mala evre bali mumi lagavi mizbeach, he goes ahead and he brings the oil, the way that you normally bring the oil, piece by piece, it's cut up, there's the nitachim, and the nitachia, the Pasuk says, the nitachot on the nitachia, and then he markers it, and all the time knowing that he's doing this to a Baal Mum. So he would be chayav twice, he would be over Mishum Baal Taktiru Kulo, and he would be chayav Mishum Baal Taktiru Miksoto.
And he's already over on the street, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. He was, maybe somebody else did that.
Uh-huh.
No, you can't. Ain't looking on lav shebichlal lose. I mean, you can't be loka on a lav that incorporates another lav. I mean, not, this is not the standard lav shebichlal lose. If it is, as all the Rishonim point out, then our Gemara is going to be so so many other sugyas. Because we, in fact, pasken ain't loken jalav shebichlal lut. Over here, we're going to ask on a bay, and we're going to sort of end up as a tiyufta. All the Rishonim talk about this, and the Rashba points out that it's a well-known phenomenon that the words lav shebichlal lut are used in many different ways throughout Shas. Over here, a bay is taken for granted. You'll get one malchus. You just won't get two malchus. And therefore, if it's really lach of the klalut, you wouldn't get any malchus. So all he's saying is klalut in a sense of it's a general inclusion of the lesser lav. It's not two separate issues. If you did all of it, you did all of it. The pasuk is adding that you'd be chayav even if you did part of it. I was given twice on the same thing.
You won't be over for the Avar.
So you can't be chayav five. What do you mean you can't be over five? Basically, we just said, Hamadid Bali Mumagam is Be'ah, and you go through the whole Aveda, over Mishum Chamisha Shemos. It says the parish five, to your Fidabayah. Now for the five, doesn't mean one person is over on five. It means that theoretically you have five separate sermons involved, assuming that you have at least two people that are involved in the answer. That's what it means. Rabbi Begabre Katani. We mean, people who do this can be over on five separate issues. I don't mean one person in one case will be over five lashes.
It's not Marshall,
says the Gemara. It's not Marshall, the Lashon, is it? Because either Godwin, if it's talking about more than one person, why does it say over? But you're trying to talk about the group of people. You just say over. It's possible in aggregate to be over them, but don't talk about Lashon Yafi. Over in Mishum, Chamisha Shema. No, that's what I say. You can't be over on all five. If you do all, let's say you bring all of the Avarim. So you're not going to be chayav separately for bringing the separate Avarim. You already brought all the Avarim. You can't become chayav Malchus twice for basically the same thing. I'm telling you, you're chayav a lot for bringing the whole thing, and you're chayav a lot for bringing part of the thing. So now you're going to give him two separate malchus, one for bringing part and one for bringing the whole. That's illogical, says Rabbi. That's one includes the other. But since it doesn't say over him, Shita b'chad gavra, it's clearly talking about one person, the deal for Rabbi. Well, says the thing. Yeah, okay, fine, but that's a problem. Look, why don't we take out, I mean, there's five. Maybe the five includes Kabbalah Hadam, and doesn't include this mixtasa and kulo business. So Otikatsar's mixtasa excludes the one about the partial, since he did the whole, and instead put in the Kabbalah Saddam. Kabbalah Saddam? Kabbalah Saddam is a machlokas later. It was Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda who added that. Mm-hmm. The Tanakhama didn't hold of Kabbalah Saddam. He tried to pull the wool over our eyes over here. But the Tanakhama was like, well, that's a problem. Kash. Or according to Lishon Aquina. But if the safe is Rabbi Yehuda, apparently the race is specifically not Rabbi Yehuda. That's a stronger Kash. Well, that would be a Tiyufta. And indeed, Tiyufta, Dabaye Tiyufta. Which means that according to this,
you
would get Malkas and Lav Shippe Kalalush, which is against the Halacha, the mindset. The Paschim not like that. So again, there's some that are Mahapesh the Girsa between Rav and Abaye. But as I said, the Rajpa points out, we don't use that much consistently. The Lav Shippe Kalalush.
The Abaye thing is to get four Malkas.
Yes. Four. That's the point. That's why it's not a normal Lav Shippe Kalalush. Oh, we have been waiting for this day. HaKohanim me'mirim b'shelahem, Yisrael me'mirim b'shelahem. If a Kohen owns a korban, fine, he can be me'mir the same way a Yisrael owns a korban can be me'mir. But a Kohen cannot be me'mir on the parts of the korban that are given to him. So let's say that somebody assigns a korban chatas to a Kohen. I want you to do this. It's not his. And he can't be maimer with it. So, well, it was given to me. Yeah, that doesn't make it yours. But so, ain't I going to be mirim on the kata, in the arsham, or the bechor that was given to them? So, hold on a minute there. You're throwing in bechor with katas and arsham. There's a tremendous difference between a bechor and a katas for arsham. A katas for arsham, the coin doesn't own. He's only given rights to eating. So I understand. You can't make a tzmura. In order to make a tzmura, you have to be the owner of the korban. But a bechor, the kohen does own. He can use the bechor to be mekadesh as aisha or whatever. So how can you put the two together? You play my name in the bechor. Well, this is Rabbi Akiva. I understand. What's wrong? A chatas varshim is a matana to a kohen. A bechor is a matana to a kohen. It's all the same. A chatas varshim ain't mimirimbo. I mean, you accept that you can't be mimer on a chatas varshim. So, before you can't be memorable either. Ah, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I mean, come on, Mali. Imenu maybe b'katas ba'asham. That's because she ain't talking down the Kayayan. He has no rights to the ownership of the animal. He's given Mishulchan Gavoha food to eat from the animal. So, how, I mean, of course, he can't be memorable. So, Marvel, before, how do you compare that to a before? Shezakin bo b'chayav, where over there he has a split in the actual animal in his lifetime. I'm going to be a Kiva, look, I'll tell you. I look for Nemra Bayahu Utmuratohi Akkadesh. You see, the Torah essentially compares the Kedusha, the initial Kedusha, to the Tumura that is made on this Kedusha. You know what that means? It means that it's the one who made the Kedusha who is the one that makes the Tumura. Or the one who is the Kedusha was made for. it's a mischab. But over here, the ownership of the Kohen is not the ownership of the one who is mischaper, and it's not the ownership of the one who made the Kedusha. And therefore, Eichan Kedusha Chalala, tell me something. Where was the Kedusha Chal? Forget about it. Right now, it was given to the Kohen, but it wasn't born in the Rishus of the Kohen. So it was given to the Kohen in terms of rights. Okay? What does that have to do with making Tzmura? It was Chal B'Beit HaBa'alim? So then the Tzmura has to be done in the Beit HaBa'alim. It's that Ba'alim's
Bechor.
It's not the Kohen's Bechor. And give it to the Kohen. It's non-Hosek. Bechor Mokurin Atotam Chai U'Balmum Chai B'Shachud. So, if a Kohen owns a Bechor, he can sell that Bechor when it's Tam to another Kohen to have the rights to it, to bring it to the Mizbeach or whatever. A Balmum, he can't sell it as a Shofar, if it's a Tam, by the way. There's a Raman of Shofar. If it's Bizman Azeh, then it has to be buried. How can a Tam Shofar Bizman Azeh? Kachim Bachutz. Right? If it's Bizban Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, you're not allowed to sell your portion to somebody else. It's a Bizayim Kachim. You can't sell the portions of Kedesh. Therefore, we ignore the Tam Balmun. No. Yeah, but you can't sell it. Balmun, yeah, you can sell that Kai, the Shalkur, it's his, the Kachim, but it's Aisha. Omer and Nakhon, Omer Ababar, but by the way, I mean, this is only said Bizman Hazeh. Lo Shana Ela Bizman Hazeh, because Hoyle the Isle, the Kohen, the Chiyabagavayev. Bizman Hazeh, the Kohen, has a schwiss in this car because it's not aimed to be put on the Mizbeah. So, Mamela, you're selling the rights to this Bechor so that if it gets a boon, the other car will be able to eat it. But Bizman Shabbat HaBigash Kayam, Kiva the Tamlak Rabba, who they call it, if the Tam is aimed to be put on the Mizbeah, so how can you sell it? Ain Mokrino, so Tom, Tomim Chai. So how could you sell it as a Tomim? It's not yours. What's given to the Kohen in the Bechor? That's Tom. After I bring the Emur, Magabe Mizbeach, he gets to eat the Basa. But he doesn't have a real right to it as a live animal, because it's made to be put on the Mizbeach. Say Rabbi Reb Nachman. So Rabbi points out to Reb Nachman, well, how do you understand the Mishnah? Mishnah says, Mokrino to Tomim Chai. Okay? What does that imply to you? Only if it's chai, not if it's a balmum, right? I mean, not if it's a shakut, right? So tamim chai, chai in shakut lo. Explain to me when that's a reference to. Ema, ilay of bizman hazeh. So we talk about bizman hazeh, there's no such thing as a tam shakut. I mean, and it's buried, and it's altar, has a elok shita, bizman shepet, amigdash kayam. So that's got to mean that at the time that Beit HaMikdash is Kayam, Apal Pike, it's a design of the Kodesh, you can't sell it, right? And it's a Tomim Chai. It's a Balmur. But, because it's a design for his Hichelus. But it says in the same context, because Tomim Mokrin and Tomim Chai. So you see that it's talking about Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, even though it's a Tomim, as long as it's kosher, he can sell it? No, says Ramakra. It's talking about his mana zeh. It doesn't say, look, you're the one who made the deal. Tam chai, but not shakut. It doesn't say that, does it? I mean, mika taim okrinoto tam chai in shakut lo. A gufa zlashmina. The point of the Mishnah over here is not to teach me that shakut lo. The point of the Mishnah is to teach me that even though it's a tam, and there's no Beit HaMikdash, and you would think therefore the Kohen has no rights to sell it, Bizman Hazeh, that Apapik and even Tam Chai Mokrinoto, that's all that it's saying. So the Diyuk is not the way you're making it. It's teaching me the Bizman Hazeh Nami Mokrinoto Tamim Chai, that even Bizman Hazeh, there's nothing you have in it, you only have the rights to it if it gets a moon. That's fine, you can sell those rights in the Tamim Chai. I think I'll let you go, even though we're in the middle. How much can I stretch you?